Vancouver, a private medical clinic that launched an unsuccessful constitutional challenge of Canada's public health care system, must pay the BC government's legal costs after what a judge calls a grueling marathon of a case. Cambie Surgeries Corp. launched a lawsuit back in 2009, claiming BC's Medicare Protection Act was unconstitutionally preventing people from getting private health care when the public system was unable to provide it. The BC Supreme Court, the BC Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court of Canada all shot down the private surgery clinic's case, but the issue of trial costs was left in the air. BC Supreme Court Justice Jennifer Lynn Whiteley ruled Monday that Cambie Surgeries should pay the Attorney General of British Columbia's trial costs, calling the long-running litigation prodigiously lengthy and complex. The ruling says the lawsuit by Cambie Surgeries was being funded by the Canadian Constitution Foundation. The ruling doesn't specify the province's costs, but the foundation said last year the BC government was seeking $1.7 million from the charitable foundation and its partners. The court ruling says the government argued that Cambie Surgeries was a well-resourced party that had a financial stake in the outcome of the case, rather than a public interest litigant going to bat for patients let down by the public health care system. It says the BC government claimed the private clinic was making tens of millions in profit by violating the public health care protection law. The judge found that Cambie Surgeries' financial interest in winning the case likely preclude them from being considered true public interest litigants. Whiteley found that the case involved matters of great importance to all British Columbians, not only in a legal sense, but in terms of the practical, day-to-day impact on access to health care, the funding of health care services, and the principles that uphold our public health care system. The private clinic said the case involved novel legal issues and assessing the government's constitutional obligations to provide public health care within a reasonable time, and the practical consequences that must be associated to the failure to do so. Both sides tried to blame one another for the case dragging on, with the Attorney General of BC citing egregious conduct around document disclosure, experts and witnesses, while pursuing a meritless claim under the Charter. Cambie Surgeries and the other plaintiffs, on the other hand, said the BC government had its own massive shortcomings in document disclosure and production, and that it derailed the litigation process. The case eventually went to trial in 2016 and spanned 4 years before the BC Supreme Court ruled against Cambie Surgeries. That decision was upheld by the BC Court of Appeal, before the Supreme Court of Canada denied leave for a further appeal. Neither the Attorney General's office nor clinic owner Dr. Brian Day immediately responded to a request for comment on the ruling. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 28, 2025. Daryl Greer, The Canadian Press. Supreme Court has ruled. The Canadian Press, Jonathan Hayward 2.